So Jesus sends two of his disciples to find a donkey for him to ride and travel into Jerusalem. Of course, we know that something very special is going to happen when he goes to Jerusalem. He's going to actually die on the cross for the whole world as a sign of love and a sign of sacrifice. But choosing a donkey instead of a horse shows us that Jesus is not coming as a mighty king. Instead, he's coming as a humble and peaceful ruler. A ruler that is different from every person, every king that ever existed. And this moment fulfills the prophecy from Zechariah. He said that the king will come in a humble way to bring peace. And this shows us that his mission concerns love, reconciliation, and spiritual rescue. So the disciples followed Jesus' request, and they did so in faith. They might have thought that his request was quite surprising and quite strange. But their trust in Jesus led them to that action. And this shows us what it means to be a disciple, to follow Jesus even when the way forward is unclear, whether it's a bit confusing that Jesus asks us what to do. Their obedience makes us think about how willing are we to follow him in our lives, even when it is challenging that the things he asks us to do. So as Jesus enters Jerusalem, crowds gather. They lay down their cloaks and palm branches to celebrate the arrival, shouting, "Hosanna." And this phrase means "save us." They're shouting, "Save us, save us, save us." And this shows their hope for salvation and freedom. Many people in the crowd saw Jesus as a political savior who will liberate them from the Roman government. But still, there was joyful praise because in the crowd there was a strong desire for freedom and liberation. So many people cheer for Jesus, but they were looking for different things. Some wanted a leader to bring them political freedom. Some people wanted him to be the Messiah, which he was. And of course, being in a big town, some people didn't even see him or recognize him or took notice to what was happening. But the reason he came into the world and to die on the cross and rise again is because he introduced a spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of God, which goes beyond earthly powers, because he wants to bring a deeper level of help that changes our lives and hearts. And this moment of celebration is clear, but short-lived. Because soon after this joy, the people who praised him would turn against him, pushing for his crucifixion. And this quick change shows how unstable human support can be. We know that in personal life, sometimes people's supportness can be unstable. And also, in our own lives, we have our opinions, and sometimes we are fast in changing it. So as we reflect on this, we should consider how we see Jesus. Do we sometimes come to Jesus with our own goals, trying to make him fit into our wishes and plans? Or do we work to understand him and his ways? Which, if we're honest with ourselves, is often we don't understand. So this invites us to build a closer relationship with Jesus. His entry into Jerusalem is not just an historical event, because We make that journey. That's what Holy Week is. We begin with Palm Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Day. They are one act of worship. Because true worship means seeing Jesus as Lord and letting his presence to shape us. That's why Holy Week is so important. Holy Week shapes us in a spiritual way, and if we're open, it can change us. So he encourages us to go beyond simple rituals like coming to church, though it's very important to come to church. But worship is with our heart, and we don't need to be in a church worship place to actually worship with our heart. And worship means in word and action. What we say is what we do. So as Christians, we've decided to follow him with humility and love. And so we need to trust in his plan, even when we don't understand it, like the disciples on Palm Sunday. And by doing this, we can join in the story of redemption that he began on that first Good Friday. His entry in Jerusalem reminds us and to pause and reflect on our relationship with him, especially in Holy Week. We are encouraged to celebrate his arrival, but also our arrival. We journey in Holy Week with Jesus and arrive at the resurrection. And so his love and mission can inspire actions, especially in Holy Week. If you've got the theme, I'm saying Holy Week every other sentence. So important. So this story then encourages us to trust in his plan, even when times are tough or confusing. And he offers an eternal kingdom that brings true peace and happiness. Happiness is not having smiley faces all the time, though I like to smile. It's about that deep happiness, that deep peace that we find when we allow Jesus to be part of our lives. And so that every act of faith helps us to understand him better. So as we think about his entry into Jerusalem and our journey, we should, in a way, in our hearts and minds, shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us, save us, save us. So let's show love and offer grace and give hope to those around us. And by following his teachings, we can experience his goodness and spread his love to other people. We're given Jesus for a particular reason. We've opened our hearts, but we're also called to share Jesus with other people. And the only way we can do that is by word and action, not just sitting in the pews or the priest doing a nice little sermon. Sometimes interesting, sometimes not. So Jesus invites us into a meaningful relationship with him. And that changes our hearts and helps us live with purpose and meaning. So we need to trust in his plan like the disciples did, finding that donkey. And we need to trust in his plan, which was revealed for the first time on that first Holy Week. And of course, the revelation was that Jesus died and rose again for each one of us. So hopefully we'll have a fruitful Holy Week. And especially to advertise something, I hear that, is it Holy Saturday? Holy Saturday, there's a service here. The choir will be here. I'll be somewhere else doing another service. But come along. Come and worship. Right? Because Holy Week is not one service. It's all the services. All the services. Right? And then you might want to sometimes walk over to Holy Trinity because they have Good Friday, because that's a wonderful celebration. Okay, so let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. Help us recognize your presence in our lives and trust your divine plan. May we follow you with humility and love, spreading hope and kindness to others, and strengthen our faith and guide us in our journey with you this Holy Week. Amen.